one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport, DStv, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTicket.
Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines: Lusaka man nabbed for over alleged gold scam. CDP calls for tangible steps to guarantee credible polls next year. And in global news, hopes for Iran nuclear talks tempered by threats and mixed messages. Good evening, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. The Zambia Police Service is investigating a case of obtaining money by false pretenses involving a sum of $29,737, which occurred between March 25 and April 16, 2025, at Lusaka's East Park Mall and Waterfalls area. Police spokesperson Raya Monga explains that Abu Msonda, acting on behalf of his brother based in China, engaged Peter Sinkamba, believed to be operating under the name Tonto Minerals and General Dealers, to purchase 500 grams of gold. Mr. Hamonga says on April 5, 2025, at 11 hours, the two parties met at East Park Mall, where the complainant paid $29,737 via Binance wallet to an account linked to Mr. Sinkamba. He says subsequently, on April 14, 2025, at 15 hours, the alleged seller and a shipping agent identified as Felix Flexon Hangoma met at Waterfalls, where 500 grams of what was presented as gold was handed over for shipping, and the agent assured the complainant that he was in the process of securing a release order and an airway bill. However, on April 16, 2025, upon submission of the airway bill to authorities at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport for verification, it was discovered to be fake. Mr. Hamonga says that the shipping agent was apprehended and is currently in police custody, while efforts to apprehend the principal suspect, Peter Sinkamba, are underway.
Challenger Police Station is investigating a case of obtaining money by false pretenses involving a sum of the $9,737. Yesterday, the 18th of April 2005, at 16 hours, the station received a report from Abia Musonda, age 34, who reported that a known person, Peter Sinkamba, of unknown address in Osaka, obtained his money under the pretext that he had 500 grams of gold for sale, when in fact not. The incident occurred between the 25th of March 2025 and 16th of April 2025 at East Park Mall and Waterfalls areas respectively. Brief facts are that the complainant was acting on behalf of his brother, Mr. Mwaba Msonda, who is based in China, and had requested the procurement and shipment of 3 kilograms of gold to Hong Kong.
The opposition Christian Democratic Party, CDP, has urged the UPND government to take tangible steps that will ensure free and fair elections in 2026. CDP Secretary General Dr. Kephas Mukuka has emphasized that the administration's commitment to free and fair elections must be beyond rhetoric. He has stressed the importance of beginning preparations now to ensure credibility and transparency well ahead of the polls. Dr. Mukuka has expressed concern over recent by-elections, which he said were tainted by violence and property damage. He has since called on the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to step out of its passive role and take a more proactive stance in protecting the integrity of the electoral process. He further underscored the need for strong and ambiguous condemnation of political violence, warning that vague or weak messaging only fuels impunity. Dr. Mukuka has also urged law enforcement agencies to act with professionalism and hold those responsible for electoral violence accountable.
President Hichilema should not miss a chance of making history by doing things that may make him unpopular. He has a good chance of learning from all the 6 past presidents and delivering positively on behalf of Mother Zambia. For now, he should close his ears and listen more to his inner man. For once, let's have clean by-elections without any hooliganism. It's become fashion that each and every election held, some people will be beaten, property destroyed, if not burnt. This is extremely dangerous as we only have a few months to get into the 2026.
The Department of Immigration through its Kafue office has convicted 22 foreign nationals for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer and unlawful stay in the country. Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namat Shinka said the individuals comprising 13 Burundians, 6 Zimbabweans, 2 Tanzanians and 1 Malawian were each sentenced to fines ranging from 5,000 kwacha to 8,000 kwacha or in default, 7 months simple imprisonment. Mr. Shinka says on the same day, the Kafue office transferred 35 foreign nationals to Lusaka for onward removal. He says that the transferred individuals had previously been prosecuted and paid court imposed fines for immigration offences. Mr. Shinka says his group included 19 Burundians, 5 Ethiopians, 2 Congolese, 2 Malawians, 2 Tanzanians and 1 Botswana, while a Zimbabwean national was sent to serve a 7-month sentence after failing to settle a court fine.
The Department of Immigration through its Kafue office on 17th April 2025 secured the conviction of 22 foreign nationals for failure to appear before the nearest immigration officer and a law to stay in the country. The convicted individuals comprised 13 Burundians, 6 Zimbabweans, 2 Tanzanians and 1 Malawian. They were each sentenced to pay fines ranging from 5,000 to 8,000 kwacha or in default serve 7 months simple imprisonment. Further, we wish to confirm the transfer of 35 foreign nationals by the Kafue Immigration Office to Lusaka for onward removal from the country on the same day. Of the 35 transferred, 31 had previously been prosecuted and paid court-imposed fines for their offences. The group is composed of 19 Burundians, 5 Ethiopians, 2 Congolese, 2 Malawians, 2 Tanzanians and 1 Botswana. In addition, 1 Zimbabwean national was transferred to Lusaka to serve a prison sentence.
Zambia has handed over the chairmanship of the Southern African Development Community Military Health Working Group, SADC MHWG, to Zimbabwe following the expiration of the country's tenure of office. Zambia Defence Force Medical Services Director General Brigadier General Dr. Jackson Kasela has handed over the chairmanship to Zimbabwe Defence Forces Health Services Director General Brigadier General Geoffrey Mutese. This was during the just ended annual general meeting of the SADC Military Health Working Group, which was held from 14 to 16th April 2025 in Harare, Zimbabwe, which was officially opened by Zimbabwe Defence Force Chief of Staff Support Services Air Vice Marshal Selebale Masera. In his handover speech, Brigadier General Kasela said Zambia's leadership in the regional working group yielded many positive strides. Brigadier General Kasela said that the finalization of the development and review of the working group's draft doctrine and its subsequent adoption at the AGM, promotion of mental health research and mental well-being of combatants in the region, and the promotion of One Health concept were some of the successes scored. And in his acceptance speech, Zimbabwe Defence Force Health Services Director General Brigadier General Geoffrey Mutetse thanked the Republic of Zambia for its leadership of the regional body in the past 1 year. Brigadier General Mutetse said his predecessor, Brigadier General Kasela, showed exceptional leadership when he chaired the SADC Military Health Working Group since taking over the chairmanship from Tanzania's People's Defence Force Medical Services Director General Major General Amri Mwami in 2024. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry of Defence Principal Public Relations Officer Paul Shalala. The Ministry of Small and Medium Enterprises Development is said to fund the first ever rice processing plant in Muchinga Province. Small and Medium Enterprises Development Minister Elias Mulanga announced the development in Nakonde District when he toured a 50-hectare rice farm, which is funded by the Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC. Mr. Mulanga says that the